call this City Council Meeting Committee of the Whole meeting to order September 25th, 2018, 6:30 p.m. Ms. Long, would you call the roll, please?
Councilmember Gooch?
Here.
Councilmember Kelly?
Here.
Councilmember Houlihan?
Here.
Councilmember Roche?
Here.
Councilmember Cummings?
Here.
Councilmember Hutchings?
Here.
Mayor Kurtz?
Here. Thank you. You'll please rise with me to recite the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Everyone was provided with a copy of the minutes for the August 28, 2018 Committee of the Whole meeting. Are there any corrections? Hearing no corrections, the minutes of the August 28, 2018 Committee of the Whole meeting are approved. Excuse me. Ms. Long, did we have any citizens to sign up for comments?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. At this time, I'm going to call for a point of privilege. This is pertaining to donation drive for the Hurricane Florence victims. The City of Simpsonville is holding a donation drive for those impacted by Hurricane Florence. It is easy to feel helpless after a natural disaster, but collecting food and other needed items is the least we can do to help our fellow citizens on the coast. Non-perishable food items such as canned food, baby food, bottled water, hygiene products such as deodorant, toiletries, diapers, and paper towels. All donations must be new and unopened. Anyone wishing to make a monetary donation for storm victims may do so through the Red Cross by visiting www.redcross.org. We have a drop-off location, our overflow parking lot at the Simpsonville First Baptist Church on East Curtis Street across from the Simpsonville Fire Department. Firefighters will be outside a tractor trailer accepting donations from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. The donated items will be taken to Horry County Fire Station Number 7 on Saturday. I also want to thank our firefighters who have been helping with relief efforts in Horry County the past couple of weeks. They were deployed in search and rescue teams and helped rescue residents and motorists trapped in the dangerous floodwaters. We thank and pray for all the public safety officials who have helped and continue to help with the relief efforts. Please join us in doing our part by donating some much needed items to our fellow citizens on the coast. Thank you. And we'll return back to the agenda. Staff reports at this time. Ms. Christine Farina.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. It's funny you should have August financial. General fund revenues were about $264,000 with expenses at $1.6. Sewer fund revenues were $198,000 with expenses about
$68,000, and H&A revenues were $198,000
with zero expenses. Is there any questions? Yes, Mr. Fitch. If you'll go back to the first page for me, general funds. These are as of August, you said?
Mm-hmm.
So what the original budget was, how much for revenues?
For August?
Well, for the year. I'm looking at the bottom line here.
$1,700.
And we actually brought in how much?
For August, we brought in $264,000.
Well, the year to date, are we?
$655,000.
Again, are we over our budgeted revenue or under our budgeted revenue for year to date at this point?
For year to date, we're, I guess, on average, because a lot of our revenues don't come in until January, so there's not a set.
Okay. What I'm looking at is this percentage of budget is 101%, revenues 4% more, Are we higher or above our budget or below our budget? I'm seeing a total of $17,515 with a budget of $16,373. Looks like we're above, I'm just...
Well, that's 2018, that's last fiscal year.
Okay, that, well, that's important. That's important. We've only got 2 months for our fiscal year this year, which is well ahead of last year at this point, correct?
Correct, yes.
Looks like about $250,000 ahead of revenues over last year? Okay, so if we go back to last year revenue, we're about $1 million over where we budgeted, give or take. Does that look right? And I'm just generalizing.
Our understanding is, Pam.
Our budget was $16,373,000, correct?
Correct.
Our revenue total was $17,515,000. So we are over in revenue. Or am I reading that wrong?
That's 17,515.
Yes, ma'am.
15, that's the budget and then the financing sources, other financing sources added together. So that was the final, that's not, that was just our budget number, that wasn't actual.
Okay. And then budgeted expenses, $17,282, so we're ahead right now, in other words. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have our city administrator's report, Ms. Gracely.
Thank you, Mayor and members of council. You've been provided the administrator's report for the month, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you have. A couple of highlights on that report. One item that you'll be taking up tonight is appointment of members to the advisory committee for the state aid tax. There are five vacancies, and we have received five applications for that. So your appointment of those individuals tonight would give us a full committee. Applications are due the end of the month, so they'll need to meet in early October to take up the business of recommending distribution of funds for the FY19 year.
Anyone have any questions of Ms. Gracely on her report? Mr. Gooch?
Yes, in your report you mentioned that you had applied for a grant for the, hopefully getting the boxes wrapped.
Yes.
Any word on that?
No, none yet, but I would anticipate within the next few weeks being invited to do a presentation to the committee that will make a decision on that. That normally happens in October.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyone else? Mr. Hutchings.
On the alleyway project, have we begun, has there any work begun on that other than closing off the alley at this point?
There's been some behind the scenes work. The engineer's been out there with the contractor to locate the area for the sewer improvements. Greenville Water's been notified. We are having the architect go back and redesign the building. Because we were so close to the edges of the existing buildings, we thought it might be a better use of funding to scale that back rather than having two stalls to have one unisex bathroom, but make it a little bit larger than it would typically be so that it doesn't look strange in the center of the two buildings. But also so that it doesn't take up so much room because we have limited space for ADA accessibility around to the back of the alleyway. So we're having that done right now. We've met with Duke Energy on trying to get rid of some of the overhead power lines behind the alleyway. But yeah, anytime now, IPR, who's doing the sewer work, the rehab work throughout the city, will be on site to do those improvements as well and stub up, and Public Works is ready to tear that out. We're hopeful that it'll be really soon so that when leaf season rolls around and they're busy collecting leaves, they will have completed that project. You're welcome.
Ms. Roche. Diana, we discussed early in this year doing a food truck Friday, mm-hmm. and we were hoping to get that at least planned.
Well, we are preparing an application to the ATAX committee for funding for that.
Okay.
So if we're successful, if they recommend funding and council approves funding for that, we're asking for $10,000, and that would be a six-month program once a month on, say, first Friday, first Saturday. We're still working out what we think would be the best night. But we would start in the fall of next year because the funding wouldn't be available until July 1 of next year. next year. So we would have probably July, August, September, or possibly August, September, October, and then pick up again in the spring for 3 months. So we do have a plan to apply for funding for that, to get it started.
Have you done any more research on the Rock Hill?
Yeah, I've gotten a lot of information from them. I think the key to success on that is having adequate funding on the front end so that we can get bands that will attract big crowds and therefore food trucks that will be willing to come, because they are a little hesitant to come unless there's a proven event or a band that they know will attract a lot of people, because there's an expense for them to come and set up and have employees work the event. So they want to make sure that it's going to be a successful event.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyone else? Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, we have Community Relations Specialist Report, Mr. Justin Campbell.
Thank you, Mayor and council members. Our United Way campaign continues to be a success. The campaign is such a success that I'm happy to announce that as of today, we have already surpassed our goal. I want to thank everyone who has already donated and encourage anyone who hasn't yet to help us see how far above that goal we can go. Our last United Way meetings are tomorrow and giving us about 5 more weeks to collect the rest of our pledge cards. All departments have had United Way meetings with fire and police holding their last 2 tomorrow. I want to thank Upstate Warrior Solution, a nonprofit that helps veterans, and Safe Harbor, a shelter for abused women, for sharing their positive impact that United Way has on their organizations with the fire and the police this week. So our goal was $7,500 and we have raised $8,083 as of today. Awesome. That's from 50 employees, making the average donation about $161. About 120 employees have not turned in their pledge cards, so I'm excited to see what the final figure is. As you may have guessed, the $4 per paycheck incentive is working quite well. I was also able to get tickets to a Greenville Swamp Rabbit hockey game for a raffle, and I'm reaching out to local restaurants for gift certificates to add to that. And lastly, I encourage all council members who have not turned in a pledge card to consider doing so before October 31st, and you're welcome to leave the cards in the box outside my door or at the front of the City Hall. If you have any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them, or if I don't know the answer, respond later.
Does anyone have any questions of Mr. Campbell? Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, we'll move into our business section. Items anticipated to come before council. Ms. Grassley.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, members of the council. As I mentioned in my administrator's report, you do have some applications in front of you and a ballot in front of you for new members for the ATAX Advisory Committee. I'll be happy to answer any questions about those applicants if you have them.
Does anyone have any questions pertaining to the application? Thank you.
Thank you.
That ballot's on their desk.
You have ballots in front of you. So.
We do. And do we mark the ones that we're...
Yes,
The vote is unanimous for John Short, Gregory Carpenter, William Haynes, and Sherry
Pelletier.
Thank you. Next on the agenda, we have Resolution 2018-06, Hometown Economic Development Grant. Ms. Gracely.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. As I mentioned in that administrator's report, either last committee of the whole, maybe the prior month, we are applying for a municipal association hometown economic development grant. Essentially, the money is used for different plans to help with community development projects. What we're asking for is the full $25,000 available in order to hire a consultant to do a downtown master plan, which would include City Park. It would help us prioritize improvements to public spaces in our downtown to create and stimulate some private investment, and also to plan for future growth and any development along public property, at City Park, improve connectivity, perhaps some ultimate connections with greenways and trails. All of those things would be incorporated in that planning document, which would be a conceptual master plan, and as I mentioned, priorities for implementation and some cost estimates to help us prioritize.
Have a motion? Yes, Mr. Gooch.
Thank you, Mayor. Mayor and Council, I move we accept Resolution 2018-06, Hometown Economic Development Grant.
Second.
Have a motion for Mr. Gooch, being seconded by Mr. Hutchings. Mr. Gooch.
Thank you. Ms. Gracely, how much is this grant proposal?
The grant itself would be $25,000. The required match is $3,750 because there's a 15% match required of the city. It may be that we would need to commit a little more money to that, depending. I did get one proposal from a consultant just to have an idea of what the cost would be, and that proposal is $30,000. So, you know, we would do this procurement via RFQ, meaning we would go out and solicit qualifications from different consultants. We would choose the one that we feel is best qualified to provide the service. It's possible they could do it for the amount of funding that we have available through our required match and $25,000, but it's possible it could be upwards of $30,000, and we can discuss that at the time we procure those services.
When will the grant be awarded?
The grant is due by mid-October. I think they get those awards out fairly quickly. They have a committee already structured to review the requests, and I suppose depending on the number of requests they get, if it's a lower number, they can get through it more quickly, but by the end of the year, I would imagine.
So hopefully get started first of the year?
I would think procurement could happen right after the holidays and have a firm in place by March and a plan in place by May or June.
Great, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Anyone else? Yes, Mr. Hutchings.
I just want to say I'm very glad to see this. This is something I've wanted to do for a long time. I feel like it's going to be a very good thing for our city. When we get this grant, and you said we'd have to add probably a little to that to complete the process. Would this be separate from the branding program?
Yes, this is a separate project. And I am working on changing the scope of that accommodations tax request from last year to revise it and ask for the money for the branding through money that's already been allocated.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay. Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Next on the agenda, Ms. Kelly, supermajority.
Madam Mayor, I make a motion that Mr. Holmes creates or edits an ordinance to require a supermajority vote by full council to discipline, hire, or fire the city administrator and consent to the hiring, firing, and or discipline of any department head. The proposed ordinance will also include a supermajority vote of full council needed to alter this ordinance in any way.
Second.
Have a motion from Ms. Kelly, being seconded by Mr. Gooch. Discussion. Yes, Ms. Kelly.
As it stands, city council has the legal authority to decide whether the vote required is by a simple majority as it is now or a supermajority. Partly why I think this is important, if you know anything about the history, but mainly we have a city administrator and all of our department heads are fantastic right now. They work hard, they love this town. I don't believe that political changes every 2 years should make them fear for their jobs. So by requiring 5 members of council, I hope that that helps protect each and every one of you and we can continue to grow and do good things.
Anyone else? Yes, Ms. Holohan.
I just have a point of clarification. So it says, but I think you might have read it slightly differently from what it said. Yeah. So my question would be about the part about discipline. Like, I get the hiring, firing, and even like upwards of suspension, but the city administrator should have the authority to discipline department heads as part of her job in other ways. So I'm just curious if you meant only to the level of suspension for consent of council or like everything that the city administrator might choose to discipline a department head.
That would be something I would think Mr. Holmes would make sure that we're kind of what discipline, orders of discipline are, because yes, you're right. As far as writing up or something to that nature, we would obviously things we would not normally vote on. But if it were a suspension or something to that effect that we would vote on, it would have to still be a supermajority.
Your current ordinance would allow the city administrator to mete out what I would consider to be ordinary discipline. It's only under conditions in which the department head would be suspended or terminated that the city administrator has to get the consent of council. That's the only time council would vote on it.
And that would remain the same?
If that's what the motion is and the way I read the memo, that would remain the same. Meaning that ordinary, customary, routine, daily discipline would be under the purview of the city administrator. It'd only be if there was a suspension or a termination.
Anyone else? That was my primary concern, is that I don't want to cripple our city administrator when it comes to actually discipline the department heads. So I think that as long as that's in there, I don't have a problem with it, but yeah, that was my primary concern. All right, anyone else? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Chief Wesley Williams, incentive bonuses for EMT and paramedic training.
Madam Mayor, Council, you should have a letter from me addressing this issue. It's going to be real brief. We're looking to increase the level of medical care that we provide to our citizens. We want to go from the EMT basic to the EMT paramedic. We have a lot of the equipment and supplies already on our trucks. Those are provided by EMS. We're looking to send some of our employees to paramedic school, and in doing so, instead of paying in lieu of paying their hourly rate to attend classes on their days off, we want to give them an incentive bonus at the end once they successfully complete the course. And that kind of protects the city in this investment for sending these people to this class. That's my recommendation to y'all. I'm just here to answer any questions.
Do I have a motion? Yes, Ms. Holohan.
Madam Mayor, I move that council approve Chief Williams' proposal for incentive bonuses for EMT and paramedic training.
Second. I have a motion for Ms. Holohan being seconded by Ms. Roche. Discussion?
This is work privilege, but there's a wasp right here, so I don't want to listen.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Okay. Carry on.
Thank you. Discussion? Anyone? Yes, Ms. Roche.
So, Mr. Williams, are you saying that they won't get paid while
they're attending this coursework, or they'll still get their regular pay, but there'll be an incentive bonus at the end as well?
Because of who the employees may be and because of the schedule of the paramedic class, some of the class time will be done while they're on duty. We will allow them to go to that class. Some of it will fall when they're off duty, and that time they would not get paid when they're off duty to go to the class. But at the very end, if they successfully complete the course, then we would give them a bonus to offset the time that they spend in class while they was off duty.
Thank you. Just a couple of questions. So some, like you answered part of it, they do go on their own time sometimes.
Correct.
So what you're proposing, just to understand, is that at the end we give them an incentive pay to have completed the coursework. As, does that affect your budget at all, or is this, or is it kind of a wash?
It's a wash. It's in there. We can cover. Because we're only going to be allowed to send two per year. This is going to be a gradual step thing. We're not going to be able to send multiple people through this. It's going to be two a year. That's about what we can get grant money for there.
Okay. One of the things you proposed was that on there, what is in good faith, they would stay for 2 years.
Correct.
And it's not really, maybe not a question for you, maybe more legal. Can we require somebody to stay after we've done this for a period of time rather than pay the incentive and they say, see ya? I don't want that to happen.
Yes, you can, but there have to be a written agreement. In other words, they would have to basically sign a contract that we will provide this incentive if you complete the coursework, but you must remain an employee of the City of Simpsonville for a period of time. If you do not, then you'll have to pay that back. That's the only way you can do it legally. Practically, if somebody leaves your employment, it's kind of hard to get the money back.
Now, I don't want to complicate the issue, but what, does staff have an opinion on that? Yes, you do. I would like to hear it.
During the draft of the agreement, I would like to have something in there that would be a pro rata amount so that they're not required to pay back the entire bonus after if they stayed a year or 18 months and then they left. You know, we could prorate that during the course of that 24-month period. That way, there is some repayment to the city if they leave in a very short term, say 3 to 6 months, but not so much of a financial burden for them that it would cripple them a year and a half or so into that period where the payback would be required. We're anticipating that they would want to stay because of the nature of the employees they are, and they, you know, the ones that Chief Williams will select to do this are employees who have probably been here a little longer. They're comfortable here. They're committed to being here. It would just be an opportunity to protect the city's investment in not only the out-of-pocket cost of giving them the bonus, but also the time that we spare them from shift work to go to the classes.
I mean, I think it's a great idea, but I've got to look after the city as well.
Right.
If we can put some kind of protection in place, that is more than fair. I've had to sign agreements like that. There's nothing wrong with doing a prorated amount. I think that's a great idea. Do we need to amend this to make that happen, or is that something on the staff level?
Chief Williams and I talked about this a few weeks ago, and I told him because there is a budgetary requirement, I don't think there's going to be anything in this fiscal year just because of the nature of the time involved in completing the course. But I wanted council to be aware of a change in policy to allow for this, so that you all would know that there is a commitment of some financial resources of the city to allow this program to take place. We will cover that in the next budget year. If it were to end, the course were to end, and they were to get a bonus before the end of this budget year, I think what Chief Williams is saying is he believes we can absorb it because we do allow for a little cushion. And then we have attrition throughout the year too, where we have an employee leave and it may take a few weeks to hire a new employee. So there's always a little bit of room for that. So we'll evaluate that during the course of the fiscal year and make sure we can cover the expense.
Thank you both. I appreciate your time.
If I may, the reason why we're bringing it forward now, we got a class starting in October, and these guys kind of want to know what direction, you know, we're going to be going in before they commit to that class.
Thank you. Ms. Roche has a question. Speaking of funding, you say here that the department pays or seeks grants to cover the cost for the course and compensates personnel during class clinical hours attended while off duty. So is this bonus covered by grants or?
No, the tuition for the registration of the course is covered by grants. The sign up for permanent course is around $5,500. We seek grants to cover that tuition cost. We've gotten from Upstate EMS. Next year, we've been told the Greenville Hospital System is going to open up a lot of grant funds for this. So we're trying to get the grant funds to help our budget and cover the tuition cost.
How many people will be able to take the course?
Two per year.
Two per year. First of all, I want to thank you because this is important as our community grows, that we do have this type of service for our citizens here. And I know that the fire department is on top of things when it comes to protecting the community. So thank you for that. And as far as the course, what is the duration of the course itself?
Usually something, depends on the schedule of the instructor, that usually runs somewhere around 10 to 12 months.
Okay.
It's a little over 1,000 hours. I think it's 1,005 hours.
Okay.
It runs a long time.
Okay.
It's 1,004 hours.
1,004. Okay. And you already have a couple that have committed to doing this if it is approved?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Anyone else have any questions? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. At this time, we have a need for executive session. Do I have a motion to go into executive session? Mr. Cummings.
Make a motion to go into executive session for the receipt of legal advice on two matters covered by the attorney-client privilege with regard to a pending and threatened claim and for the discussion of negotiations incident to propose contractual arrangements concerning city property and the receipt of legal advice related thereto and for the discussion of compensation of an employee in the administration department.
Second.
I have a motion from Mr. Cummings being seconded by Ms. Roche and Ms. Kelly. Discussion? Yes.
Madam Mayor, I have a recusal statement that I'll be turning in for the portion of the executive session that is legal advice on a matter covered by attorney-client privilege with regard to pending and or threatened claim because of a potential conflict of interest.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We are in executive session for the receipt of legal advice on two matters covered by the attorney-client privilege with regard to a pending and threatened claim and for the discussion of negotiations incident to proposed contractual arrangements concerning city property and the receipt of legal advice related thereto and for the discussion of compensation of an employee in the administrative department. Thank you. Upon returning to open session, council may take action on items discussed in executive session. Thank you. I entertain a motion to come out of executive session.
Second.
I move we come out of executive session.
Oh.
Second.
I have a motion for Mr. Cummings and a second for Mr. Cummings. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We're out of executive session. Thank you. There were no motions made or votes taken during the executive session. At this time, do I have someone prepared to make a motion? Mr. Gooch.
Thank you. Mayor and Council, I move we take the action discussed in the executive session for proposed contractual arrangements concerning
compensation.
Compensation, the administration department. Thank you. Just drew a blank.
Thank you.
Second.
I have a motion from Mr. Gooch being seconded by Ms. Kelly. Discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Have a motion to adjourn.
Multiple seconds.
Second.
All those in favor signify aye. By saying aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.
Okay, bye.